775-0623.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Backstabbers, they smile.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, 5,000 Ukrainian soldiers have gone into eternity in the last 5 days. The war has begun. The conflict has gone to a new level. This is like the Battle of the Bulge in World War II. And it's not going to stop. Seven African presidents are meeting with Putin and Zelensky to try to put a halt to bring about some type of a ceasefire. Seven presidents from Africa. China has a 12-point program. The Americans have stated there will be no need to even try to negotiate. Zelensky has said that until Vladimir Putin is replaced, there'll be no dialogue with Russia. So Vladimir Putin, members of the African Peace Initiative mission, will travel to Ukraine and Russia next week to present their Road to Peace plan to the leaders of the two countries. But I'm going to tell you something. Empire is being threatened by Russia. An empire without removing Russia as a one of the superpowers of the world cannot move forward, continue with the hegemonic plans of America. So, this conflict is to think that there's going to be dialogue, to think that there's going to be détente. I don't know what continent you live on. No. Or what planet. This is just one conflict. This is one obstacle that is standing in the way of American world hegemony. Russia. And with the dam was an American operation. There were strategists that are involved from the CIA, American military. Yes, using Ukrainian foreign legion or foreign mercenaries from all over the world. Even a couple of British soldiers were. They had to send their corpses back to Britain here 4 or 5 days ago. So one obstacle to America's hegemonic rule of this world is Russia. That's one obstacle. The other obstacle, coming back to the good old U.S. of A., is Donald J. Trump. This Trump continues to be not a thorn, but he's a cactus in the shoes of the globalists. They have to, and you are watching Donald Trump. He's not being thrown under the bus. He's being thrown under a 5-million-ton tanker. Donald Trump is the biggest obstacle here on our soil to America's plans, to the globalist objectives. And they have now unleashed one more time continuity of government. Every facet, every agency, the CIA, who shouldn't be involved, they are involved in Americans, in the direction America's going, via CNN, MSNBC, and etc. They are involved. It is a campaign, a media campaign, like I had mentioned last week, we haven't seen the likes of. Then you have the FBI. They're involved. All of the other intelligence agencies are involved. This obstacle, Donald Trump, must be removed, must be neutralized, and they will go to extremes to neutralize him. Do I think they would assassinate him? They would. But the problem is, the revolt that would take place and the riots that would take place, they wouldn't be able to handle. I don't believe that he's going to be assassinated. I believe their strategy, I've talked about it, is they must eliminate him and remove him from the political world. That's what they're doing now with these endless, eternal lawsuits.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
This Father's Day weekend, take Dad to Colorado National Speedway. Saturday night, June 17th, it's NASCAR racing, including the Rock and Roll Brewery Pure Stocks. Then it's Father's Day, Super Sunday, Monster Truck Show. And the Rock and Roll Brewery Beer Tent will be there both nights. Free Rock and Roll Brewery bumper sticker for Dad while supplies last. Saturday night, June 17th, it's NASCAR racing, then Father's Day, Super Sunday, Monster Truck Show. Get advance tickets at ColoradoSpeedway.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm,
So Donald Trump, this innocent man, truly, does not have a chance. There will be no way that Donald Trump will be able to weather this coming storm directed at him by every agency that is part of the continuity of government. Like Newt Gingrich stated, the members of the Skull and Bones are fighting to retain hold of this country. And the biggest obstacle in the election is Donald Trump. The Rhino Republicans, the professional Republicans, will attack him viciously. I can't believe that Ron DeSantis basically came out on behalf of Donald Trump and said that, what is happening to him is, I wish I had the article, I had it in front of me, that he actually was saying that what is happening is unprecedented, this attack on Trump. New lawsuits, they're not going to end. They're going to smear him like you've never seen anybody. You think Dick Nixon was smeared? No way. And Donald Trump, I have been telling you, his political career is coming to an end. So you have the continuity of government, all the agencies, there's no way to recover. There's no way he's going to be able to recover. And once they destroy him, I don't know how to phrase it, even his voter base is going to drop. Now, here we have Michael Judas Iscariot Pence. He is also now, throwing his hat in the ring. Michael Judas Iscariot Prince. I'm Pence. From the articles I've been reading for the last 6-7 years, I've had to finally take notice. It is assumed there's documentation. There are people that are coming out and saying that Pence is a pedophile, that Pence is not squeaky clean, that he was real careful during the Trump administration to basically be a Judas Iscariot for the Democrats. He played the role well. He got everybody to believe that he was siding with, in step with, Donald Trump. But at the very end, we find out that he was a Judas Iscariot all along. And now he's considering running, going to be a nominee. Anybody that votes for Pence, I wonder if he is a pedophile. I wonder if what is behind his, what they're going to find out by digging into who he is. So there's the other obstacle, Donald Trump. Russia. Then the third obstacle, China. China is a big obstacle. I just had an article, I was reading an article. China has been flying some of its Air Force over Taiwan, provoking, and hoping for some kind of an altercation, a negative response. This is what we're doing in Ukraine, what America's doing in Ukraine. Pushing, provoking, sticking Russia in the ribs, hoping for some kind of backlash, some kind of retaliation. Then it gives America credibility. See, we've been telling you all along, America is saying, we've been telling you all along that Russia is evil. Now, China is doing the same thing in Taiwan. China is another threat to Americans' world hegemony. Because now China, what we used to be in, as far as industry and manufacturing, China has replaced us. The nations will prefer a nation that can supply them with needs. We don't supply anything to the nations anymore. So that's another obstacle. Then the greatest obstacle right now is the threat to the petrodollar. Russia and China, Saudi Arabia, and the nations of the Middle East, the UAE nations, are buying, trading, selling oil. They export oil, gas, and they're exporting to China. And the yuan is how they're being paid. They're not being paid with the dollar anymore. This is a massive, big threat to the United States. Now, out of World News Americas, Honduras President Xiomara Castro, she is probably now in China for her first trip. Honduran President Xiomara Castro is probably right now in China, according to her foreign minister, who put out this press release on Monday. She's the first leftist leader to visit the Asian giant after establishing formal diplomatic relations with China in March. Her trip marks the latest step in the two nations, their new relationship, after the government ditched ties with Taiwan in favor of Beijing. So Honduras broke ties with Taiwan and has picked the big brother, the king of the Asian sisters. Foreign Minister Enrique Reyna told reporters that at an event inaugurating China's embassy in Tegucigalpa, Castro will travel on Tuesday and visit China 4 days. That's not good. And they're going to trade in yuan, not in petrodollars. Then, on Tuesday, the Chinese premier, this was out of news.cgtn.com, China's premier calls for an enhanced dialogue and coordination with Germany. Now, what do you think America's thinking of this? I'm telling you, European nations, they need China. They need oil and gas from Russia or the Middle East through Turkey. China attaches great importance to its relations and cooperation with Germany, and it is important for the two major influential countries to stay true to their original aspiration of cooperation and strengthen dialogue and coordination to bring more stability and certainty to the world, according to Chinese Premier Li Qiang. Li said that as an important part of German-China relations, inter-party exchanges are of far-reaching significance for the two sides. Another obstacle, China. Dialogue with all of these at one time loyal European nations. Just last month, April actually, Macron of France went over to China, worked out a deal with them. They're going to trade, work deals out, and they're going to eliminate using petrodollars. It will be with yuan and the Chinese and the French, the franc. This is a disaster for America. America, you know, we were isolated back in the 1800s and early 1920s. We were pretty much, we wanted to just mind our own business. We wanted to be isolated. We were isolationistic, I guess you could say. And then the presidents didn't want us to have that attitude. The presidents wanted us to be involved in other people's business. You know, you have a neighbor next door. Well, just walk over, open the garage door, take the car. What is theirs is mine. What is mine stays mine. But we will take what we want, when we want, to whomsoever we want. And now, because the nations are no longer going to trade with the petrodollar, we are going to be isolated as a nation because the nations don't want our greenback derivatives, our dollars, because they're worthless. So they're trading with one another. We're being isolated. And China and these nations that are going to send inventory of some kind to America, they'll send it, but they don't want dollars. You reap what you sow. 1973, we hold the world hostage to petrodollars. Well, things have changed. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. So China has made the decision, is going forward with negotiations, plans, dialogue, in relationships with Germany. Germany is a great industrial, was a great industrial center for Europe. But now Germany, because they can't buy inexpensive Russian fuel, they're on the ropes. So they're working out a deal with China. Germany doesn't want American dollars. Germany is going to trade with yuan. And I'm telling you, of all the nations in Europe, Germany is the nation that is in a strait, being forced to send finances, support, whatever is needed for the Ukrainian occupation of the United States of America. We're investing heavily in Ukraine, and there will be no, I don't think, I hope there would be some type of negotiation, something that will slow things down as far as the war over there. I'm not going to hold my breath. Russia's going to continue to come out smelling the Russian ruble. The economy is going to stay strong while the European nations are having a hard time. Now, so there's China, there's Honduras. Now we're going to talk about Saudi Arabia and Venezuelan leader Maduro. Everybody's getting along except for the United States. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Podcast 1360, KHNC.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale going on now. Get Dad an 8 to 10 foot Autumn Blaze maple tree for only $199.99. Or get 6 3-year-old fast growing privet hedges for only $266. 7 to 8 foot spring snow fruitless white flowering crabapple trees, only $199.99. 5-year-old 4 to 5 foot off tree and pine trees are also $199.99.
You Father's take Day, come see. 25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know that things are gonna look up. Cause I feel us drowning in a sea spilled from a cup. And there is no place safe and no safe place to put my head.
Now, we're going to talk about Saudi Arabia has welcomed Venezuelan leader Maduro reaching out to yet another U.S. foe. And the obstacle that I'm presenting to you is the BRICS members, the nations that are asking to be included in the BRICS network of nations. All of them. Everyone is jumping into that system. All of the nations that have been controlled by empire, by the United States, by the controlling mechanism of the petrodollar, they see there's a way out. And that way out is to work with Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa, and they are doing it. And this, because of this, the worth of the petrodollar is, I think, 50% of maybe what it was, or I don't know exactly how to phrase it. See, it's worth a lot of money because we just keep printing, but nobody wants what we're printing. It's like the in World War II, eventually the German currency was worth nothing. Well, same kind of a principle. And the World Economic Forum and the Economics Control Network of Empire of the West is being threatened. There is an alternate system that has been created for the nations to trade and conduct business. And it is the end of America's control via the petrodollar. So Saudi Arabia welcomes Venezuelan leader Maduro. Saudi Arabia welcomed Nicolas Maduro on an official visit, reaching out yet to another U.S. foe as the oil-rich kingdom engages in a flurry of diplomacy. Maduro arrived last Sunday in the Red Sea city of Jeddah, greeted by Saudi officials. Didn't give a reason for the visit. I'll tell you why. Because behind closed doors, they're talking about, you know, we'll work together and we'll help you get out of the trap. You've been sanctioned, Venezuela, you've been sanctioned heavily by the United States, just like Cuba, like some of the other nations in Central and South America. We're going to help you distance yourself from American control. No reason for the visit. They didn't elaborate on his schedule. But Saudi Arabia is hosting an international conference on combating extremism later this week in Riyadh. The gathering will be coordinated by U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. Oh, there's a lot that he's there for. He wants to make sure that America can maintain some kind of control over the nations in the Middle East. It's a losing battle. This is why we have just built another base in Syria. We're expanding our military base in Syria, another control center in the Middle East. The biggest one is in Baghdad, in Iraq. That is a U.S. embassy/military complex. That's what that is. We are using the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad as a military operations center in that area. And we are expanding into northern Syria. Another military facility. We're not there to help the Syrians. We're to free them from the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad. No, we're not there for that. The threat is you just look to the north. Turkey, because Turkey and Russia, they are related, and they are going to work together. So that's why we're there in Syria, and we're there to make sure that we maintain some type of control over the nations in Saudi Arabia. In the Middle East. Again, all of these UAA nations, the OPEC nations, they are trading with Chinese yuan or rubles or rupees. They're not trading with U.S. dollars. The American bond market, the bonds, U.S. bonds, people don't want them. So last month, Saudi Arabia welcomed Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. But a few days later, they hosted a senior Russian official who is under Western sanctions. So yeah, they'll bring old Zelensky in. Why was Zelensky there? Because the Saudis were politely asked, hey, you know, we need to prop up our guy. America wants to prop up the one who goes through the streets crying, give, give. The horse leech. Give, give. I can't fight a war without more military equipment, weapons. Give. I need more money. Give. Ukraine is really the first, from what I've been researching, it is the first AI, fully almost AI nation in the world. This is why all of American industries are planning on investing in Ukraine to rebuild. It is a new world order AI village. This should be frightening. Everything, you can't do any transaction, if I understand correctly, without a cell phone and doing transactions digitally. It is the first AI nation, or the most sophisticated AI nation, on planet Earth. They want to make this experiment work. And that's a testing ground, and so many industries, corporations, they want to be involved in that. The billions and billions of dollars that are going to Ukraine for aid. Billions? And how many of those billions actually reach the battlefield? Maybe 10%? So where's the other $90 billion going out of 100? The present truth. 1360KHNC.com.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
Can you imagine what it would look like if we, the people, actually enforced the Constitution? After all, we are the only ones who are authorized to do so. After more than 75,000 hours spent in R&D and hundreds of chapters developed across this republic, we have the tangible path to reclaiming America again. All we need is you. Join us today at tacticalcivics.com and bring your county into this responsible way of life.
Polar world versus the multipolar world. There are only two economic systems really in the world today. There is not a third. China wants to be the third solo economic system, but she can't be. China was forced to be one of the countries that would be part of a multipolar world economic system. The only other system in the world is the unipolar world system. Just two financial systems. Both will be digital in the future. Both, I believe, will have the ability to trade with metals. In the multipolar world, Russia and China now is working to be able to have gold-backed currency. In the unipolar world, there is nothing other than the printing press backing the unipolar currency system. Eventually, in the unipolar world, it will go digital. At the same time, the multipolar world is also going digital. Now, in between these two, the UNA and the multi, was the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum was a system that has been worked on from 1971 to the present by Klaus Schwab. And he and this group, this forum, their intention was, they worked feverishly year to year to year to bring in one system of economic control globally. One system. That's what they have been working for. And to do that, they needed three major nations. Russia, China, India. But when Vladimir Putin was forced to move into Ukraine to stop America's program to destroy Russia using the Ukrainian army and mercenaries from all over and UN troops from the UN nations, Klaus Schwab bounced Vladimir Putin out of the World Economic Forum. And I don't think he actually bounced China out of that globalist network or that financial network. I think China had just made the decision they won't be part of it either. So these multipolar world nations have separated themselves from the World Economic Forum. They won't be part of that system. Because it was a digital system. The objective was to rule all of the nations with one digital system. Just one system. And who would control that system? According to Revelation chapter 13, it would be an individual that we would refer to as a beast, or we would know as the coming Antichrist. And if Russia hadn't of been forced out, Klaus Schwab basically kicked him to the curb. And this is exactly what Vladimir Putin wanted. This way he didn't have to take any initiative. The initiative was taken for him, which was a chess move on his part. And Klaus Schwab made that decision, kicked him out, kicked Russia out. And guess what? They're regretting it now, because now Russia and the multipolar world nations are free of the World Economic Digital Control Network. Yes, they will still use zeros and ones to trade, but Klaus Schwab and the Antichrist West will not be able to control it. Just like when the sanctions began on Russia, Russia's ruble value went way up. And the nations that were supposed to sanction Russia, America was basically pressing all the nations of the world, for the most part, to sanction Russia. Don't trade with Russia. Do nothing with Russia. to destroy Russia, it failed. And the nations in the multipolar world, basically like Turkey and Saudi nations in the middle, and the OPEC and the Arab Emirates and these China and India and many of the Asian sisters, nations in South Africa, the global South in Central and South America, they said, no, we're not going to sanction Russia. It backfired on empire, bigly. And there's no recovering from it. America cannot recover from what just happened in this last year plus 3 months. America's not going to recover. And the big talk in the boards of these CEOs in the Federal Reserve and the banks in Europe, throughout this country, throughout the Five Eyes nations, the talk in the boardrooms is we cannot stop the BRICS nations. We can't stop them. They're more powerful than we are collectively.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com.
That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Use your promo code
KHNC.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Here's a little song I wrote. Might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So America has obstacles. People have issues, but America has obstacles. So it's a matter of issues or obstacles. Russia's an obstacle. Trump is an obstacle. There, this, I'm going to tell you, I really feel they are going to destroy Donald Trump's political career. They're going to continue to take him to court and try to wear him out and destroy him. And there is no way to protect yourself from this continuity of government network in the United States of America. America, you can take every nuclear weapon in the world and send it upon our soil, and we will still go on for eternity. But God will bring America to an end in His timing, in His way. But continuity of government is going to be successful in keeping Donald Trump out of the presidency. I could lie to you, but there's no sense in lying to you, because then you'll know I'm a liar and you won't listen to me. And he's not going to make it. Continuity of government. These dynasties that rule this nation, these foundations, this network is iron. It's an ironclad network. It is an apparatus of terror. It's an apparatus that you cannot destroy. You're not going to prosecute any of these criminals that should be prosecuted. Like, again, I always tell you, without justice, the Bible says, the people lose hope. Well, there's hope, but it's not going to be through the political system. I was going to say that on Sunday from 9 to noon, you can join me for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. I have a radio church program. If you don't have an assembly and you want to know what the Bible says about the time that we're in, prophecy is being fulfilled all around us. Right now, the Antichrist system has been set up. They're trying to put it in place a little bit ahead of God's timing. The person that we've all talked about for 100 years, Antichrist, yes, he's a baby boom generation individual. He's a baby boomer. He's doing well. He's getting ready to make his return. And everybody knows who he is. But on Sundays, I talk about the prophecies, the great prophecies for our time. Russia, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Russia is a great, great prophecy for our time. And Vladimir Putin is the president of Russia that has taken Russia from bankruptcy economically to what Russia is today, the only nation to be able to stand up against empire ever, just Russia. Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree program, and may you all have peace on your weekend. Peace, the peace of Christ on your weekend. Rick Rodriguez.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.